Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me and bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangseal.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy?
Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Another smile, try to understand her side, to show that he cares. She can't stay in the room, she's consumed with everything that's been going on. She said, whatever happens, don't let go of my hand.
Go with my head. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Carlos.
347-838-9825 are the call-in numbers. This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. We got a guest coming in today. We have who? Dominic Natty from Natty Entertainment. Natty Celebrity Service. We're going to be, matter of fact, let's play a cut that he, one of his clients sent us. Let me give you that Toka Black, I think that's what it is. Let's play one of his cuts. And then you put up my man's bio, and we go from that point on. Yeah. Toka Black up there? You put it up there? You put up his music, then we can go from there. We're going to be dealing with my man from Natty Entertainment and whatever topic y'all want to talk about. And we're going to be playing, I guess, last week's top 10 and getting ready for tomorrow's top 10. Shout out to the Joyner family who just lost a loved one. I'm going to give a shout out to them. Also, welcome back, Jay Sean, hurt his ear. Let me go in there and play one of these Toka Black cuts. And you bring him back, my man in Ebony. Ebony, get his bio. Put his bio up.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me do what title women make me hold tonight. Career is homicidal, little killer, socialize. Bypass a friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock a wave, with it life would come so ocean-like. Gotta show tomorrow, so the flight is happening tonight. Being soon too, I can't go back to an open mic. I would like, I would love, open ear, a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble feeling, never find it in the cola. Abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I'm noticed the journey far from over. No pain, no gain, hoping the pain of being closer. Dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly. Tonight I say a prayer and I aim where the heavens be. It's meant for me.
Well, I'm back, waiting on Dominic Natty of Natty Celebrity Services to give us a ring back. I'll tell you a little bit about our special guest that's going to be on Jimmy Lee Underground Radio tonight. Dominic Natty is the president of Natty Celebrity Service. Known as the King of Contacts, Dominic has held several successful careers in both entertainment and television production industries. His expertise in media strategies and promotions have created and established an extensive network of media contacts across the U.S. and around the world. A native of Buffalo, New York, Dominic's love of sports and media relations began while cheering on his beloved Buffalo Sabres. After attending his first NHL game, his love for sports and entertainment was born. His success as a publicist is a direct result of his hands-on approach. From the initial consultation to the campaign's completion, his insight and relationships, coupled with powerful writing skills, ensure that his client's message is delivered effectively to the media. He has a reputation of spearheading precise campaigns that strategically position his clients and their prospective markets. Natty Celebrity Services has lots of clients, including DMX, Warren G, Slim, WC, Hensley, athletes including Jeff Gordon, race car driver Jimmy Johnson, Kurt Busch, football player Sterling Sharp, Lakers Cedric Sabolos, and my man Muggsy Bogues, among other things. So he's our guest here on Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, and we welcome him to the Underground.
Can't put him in there.
All right, here I am.
Oh, there you go. Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine, doing fine. I'm glad to have you on here. So, my producer kind of broke down Natty's services. Why don't you tell our audience about a little bit about it more, and about what you do, and about the clients that you got, and what's going on with you?
Okay. My name is Dominic Natty. I am the president of Natty Celebrity Services. Basically, what we do is we provide publicity and exposure for existing athletes or upcoming celebrities, professional athletes, entertainers, actors, pretty much anybody in the public eye. We work with a pretty wide range of clientele, from up-and-coming recording artists to legendary actors and well-known celebrities. So basically what we do is, we provide the proper exposure and publicity for, whatever it is that they're trying to connect with the media, whether it's a charity, a particular event, or their music, or if they're starting a side business, whatever it is that they're trying to get to the public. We're the liaison between a client and the media.
Yeah, okay. How long have you been doing this? I mean, passionate as you've been going on. I read the little bio saying you started off, one way and you decided to come in this direction. But what made you decide to choose this direction so passionately from sports?
We've been doing this, about around 7 years. The company began in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we still do some work there. And recently, for the last 3 years, we moved the headquarters to California. The start in Charlotte was just was based on, I've always had a love for sports, and that was, it's a very big sports town. At working with athletes is great. It's just the demand, I guess, for them to have, the proper exposure, and it's then for media outlets is a lot smaller than if you're working with actors or recording artists. So we still do some things, for professional athletes and sporting events. It's the bulk of what we've been doing in the last year has been with recording artists and mostly hip hop and pop musicians and lyricists in about the last year.
Okay, I got one question I'm gonna start to hold on for the end of this right there, but we ran on a bunch of lists of notable clients that you represent. Why don't you give our listening audience a list of clients that you represent that they might not know? For instance, like my man Toka Black, who was just playing a minute ago, from Cleveland,
yeah,
California. I mean, what other artists do you have outside of him? On that caliber. Not saying TB is whack or chopped potatoes. His music is beautiful, but I'm quite sure you got a lot of artists that no one has heard of, such as him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We have a pretty wide range. I'll tell you, right now, we have, we're working with Juice McCain, who's a rap artist with the Games label, with Black Wall Street, and he's out of Phoenix, Arizona. We're working with Tony Monroe, another rap artist out of Van Nuys, California, a female MC. And we also have a music production company called Global Music for Life, which is the president of, which is a Dr. Nikki Hurt. That's basically a company that uses rap music and pop music to get across a message of healthy living. And the other artists are Compton's Buck, which is a Compton rap artist out of Compton, California. It's had a couple tracks with Waka Flocka and Young Jeezy. And then also we have a female pop artist by the name of Hazel E. Out of Hollywood, California. She's definitely growing. She's in the spotlight. She's definitely, getting out there. She's done a lot of work. Some of done some collabs with like Chamillionaire and Megan Good, the actress, and She's been in Soulja Boy videos, and she's definitely really coming up too. So we're working with everybody, you know, across the board from, you know, upcoming artists to legends. So we're always open to listening to new artists.
Well, that's beautiful. I see you work in the blog talk radio scene extensively with your clientele. How have the response been in the blog talk community with your artists? And how have your artists been received, you know, over the airwaves? Because I know that's your little niche now.
Yeah. Actually, I think the blog radio is fantastic. You know, we do some things with frequency radio, FM stations, you know, but the reason why we really like these blog stations is because, you know, we're trying to get to the underground scene, people that are interested in talent and not necessarily just the name, trying to really give people a shot. And a lot of, you know, either underground fans or underground artists themselves are willing to give other underground artists a chance. And by working with Blog Talk Radio and satellite and internet radio, it's good also. I mean, just it's really helping Twitter followers. I mean, it's just people are very, you know, they're very loyal. If they become a fan, if you start playing tracks, you know, like Taka Black, people start to hear it and they like it. And then we just watch the followers and the fan base start to grow. And that's really what we need to do. You know, I mean, you can, you know, get on like Power 106 or something like that if you happen to land it. But, you know, it's just that's not really your audience, and it might not be as effective as just doing the blog shows. And, you know, and the hosts have been really gracious, and it's definitely, you know, it's been a niche for us, and, you know, it's been effective. It's definitely leads to great exposure, and that's the whole name of our game.
Well, we've been playing your man, Taka Black, for, since he's been on our show. All his little mini intros. He got one little song, but he says he's going to, as soon as the album drops, make sure we get a couple of cuts so we can put it on our New Music Thursdays and let our listeners listen to it. We got a little top 10 of all our listeners that call in all around America. They really shape our top 10 on music that we play Thursday. And we got music, a lot of unsigned artists. One day, just take a look at our New Music Thursday. You might find some of this unseen talent that I got from Mississippi, Chicago, Atlanta, New Jersey, you know, all around America, which leads me to this question right here. How can one of my, not really mine, but my listeners who send their music, call them my artist, my Jimmy Lee Ice, how can my Jimmy Lee Ice get plugged with you so they can be able to probably even get down or expose or listen or even shot at being on the game soundtrack, you know? Or something like that, or on games. How can somebody get plugged in with you? Or what is your criteria for judging talent? First, I was going to answer first before I say I get down with you. What is your criteria for judging talent?
Well, you know, the criteria is a lot of times it's just we look for people that are willing to put in the work, that are hard workers, you know, that are not just sitting there and you know, like I said, you know, no matter. You know, you guys, you know, people can hire our company or they can hire, you know, they can get signed with the best label, the best manager. But at the end of the day, you know, nobody is going to work harder for you than you. You know, and I tell all of our clients that, you know, whether it's, you know, like I said, whether it's a household name or it's just somebody that's just coming up or no one's heard of, it's just, and my thing is we'll definitely do our part and, you know, we can already prove all that. But the point is, while we're doing our part, we can't have people sitting back and just not willing to take the criticism or to work on their craft and to get better and to just be out there hustling along with us, you know. So a lot of the criteria is, you know, it's not necessarily like if I see some people that might not, you know, be ready or they might not have the budget for, you know, to get everything mixed properly and everything. I mean, that's understandable. You know, it's hard to fund these yourself. And some of these, you know, these people are teenagers or 20 years old. You know, they don't have a couple thousand dollars to put together these mixtapes and albums, you know, at the best quality. So it's not necessarily the music that you have, but it's just the work ethic. You know, do you really want this? I mean, are you really going to work at this? Because we know that we're going to work at it with it. You know, we know we're going to do our part. I don't want to be working with somebody that's, you know, not going to be responsive or just I set up interviews and this stuff you know, these blog interviews, and then they just, they call late, or they're just like, oh, you know, I wasn't by my phone, or just I forgot. Like, that's the type of things that, you know, can be frustrating, because it's, I mean, this is, you know, you don't know who could be listening, and that one, you know, that could be your big shot, you know. So so that's really the criteria, is to get people who are really serious, you know, not necessarily the greatest talent, because all that can come with hard work, you know. So it's, I would say that's really the main thing, you know, that we look for when scouting new clients.
Well, that's good right there. Listen, Dominique, I'm going to take one break. I'm going to come right back with you in another 2 minutes. It's Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. We got Dominique Natty, Natty Entertainment. 347-838-9825 is the call-in numbers. We'll be taking calls pretty soon. But let's get to know my man and what he's got to do. And all my underground independent artists, listen up, and we might get a chance to see if how y'all can get plugged in with my man. Be back in another 2 minutes, my friend. Hold on. Here we go.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, 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 it out of bebop, bop, bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Stressed out or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. We have in the building. And why don't you put in the Toca Black cut, because my screen went blank all of a sudden. Having a hard time loading up in my studio. So if you go in and give, oh, I got it. I'm back alive. We got Natty Entertainment's in the building. About to bring it back in, but let me play one of his artists that we had on last week. It's Tucker Black.
Yes, they taking part of some side of me. Truth is, people who do not acknowledge me really ain't nowhere as hot as me. These beats bleeding, look at it like you just studied phlebotomy. I treat pains like they the shit, but they do not see the psychology. Truth is, in the pudding, I'm putting up with too much bullshit. And truth is, most of these rappers' mouths drop, can't sit. Real talk, all they lyrics is you when I tell them to grow up. Ooh, shit, talk of your work, eat, we're telling them to show up. What if I stop rapping now? Supporting my boys, hey, thugs. Using backwards for a hoe, but wouldn't walk forward to save us. Trying to be super safe, a hoe. Yo, nigga, try picking your cape up. Can't get yourself off the ground, but you gon' carry her way, huh? Real talk, nah, man. You couldn't make it in my land. I feel like I'm isolated. Couldn't let me miss my Thailand. You say you can rock a grind, but you couldn't pull a show, I can. You gon' need more friends than Reggie or Kush to try to make it to the Highland. All I'm saying.
Yeah, that was Cold as Ice by Tucker Black. Yeah, that's the only music we got that I can play of your artist, man. I'm sorry I ain't got no more that I can just show off of what you represent, but that girl was fucking hot. All the little one-minute intros. I will say the three-minute song for the end, because, you know, but I want to just make it a Tucker Black show, even though I told him he will do it. And any of your artists that you want to get exposed, man, you know, just let them this way. We got no problem with that. But what I
okay.
to do is one day have you on, and I just run through our roster of all this unsigned talent that are trying to be famous that probably willing to put in the sacrifice in the work that you are talking about. I got cats like my man Blue Eye Soul down in Gulfport, Mississippi, Jay Shine and his little crew. Got another group out of Starkville, Mississippi. What's that, Smooth Criminal? Then you got the Underground Railroad. You got a group out of Wisconsin. High Beams, you got this group out of New York. I got so many people that every day send us music. And we try to promote them and get them exposure, because we here at the Underground feel that most artists who really put in the work, like you say, and want to get heard, they just don't have a place to be heard or, you know, get the chance of their music to be played. So we try to give everybody a chance to get heard. We have tons of music. So one day I'm going to forego my top 10 list and just have you on maybe next week in July sometimes, if that's possible, and just play you some of my music and probably have them on and see if you critique it and talk to these cats, because I have a lot of starving artists. I ain't gonna say starving artists, they do a lot of music, but I have a lot of people that are willing to get the break that you probably can provide them. That's not a problem with you, though. No.
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me. That sounds like a plan.
That's not a problem. That's a problem, because I'm willing to help you out. If you can just send your people here, if you can just listen, at least listen to my people. Well, all of them are my people. Then, you know, I'm calling them my people because they entrusted their music with me, with hopes that I can play it, so someone like yourself can get a chance to hear it and make a judge of it, whether it's worthy or not, you know. As a matter of fact, let me just do this while I got a call on. I'm gonna play three songs to you. I'm gonna go off my top three list right now, and number one is a group called an individual called Braille. B-R-A-Y-L, Be Real All Your Life, out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's with this group called Made Mogul Entertainment. I'm going to play this cut for you, and let me know what you think about it in the industry. I'll see you, Dana. Hold on for a minute, Dana. and let me know what you think about it. This is our number one cut on the underground. It's called For the People. Now, let me know what you think about this, my man.
Okay.
Bruh. A little something for the people. Bruh. I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging to the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to strength the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my time. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Those boys whipping in the ghost fire on the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bullseye.
Time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail. So soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supply. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where are ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the right of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more love or lust, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talking about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, still question the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Yo, Dominic, what do you think about that clip right there?
Yeah, man. That was hot. I mean, that was, What's his name?
Braille. He's on our. We joined our. We put you on our underground page, and he's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta. Made mogul's name Braille. Two of his songs are in That and Cool, and by I started to play the number one cut. Everybody requested this song on our page, up in all across America and stuff like that. I got it.
I like that.
You like that? Okay. Hold on for 1 second. Rena's calling. How you doing there, Dana?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
All right. I got my man Dominique from Natty Entertainment. So he's a real big wig with all these stars and celebrities. I'm going to have Emmy jock him in a minute. But right now, I'm trying to show off a couple of people that we got on here. And now
hey, Dominique.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. I got to tell you, Jimmy is always playing the hits. I mean, he's got Theo Huff. He's got Box Chevy.
I'm gonna hold Theo for him. That's the dude out of West Side Chicago. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give him a little Box Chevy. Now this is he's dude from this he's from Starks, Vegas, or Starksville, Starks, Vegas, Mississippi. His name is Box Chevy. So I'm gonna give him I was gonna give him She's Bad, or She's Bad, or Fire in Her Eyes.
You know, either one of those are hot.
All right, I will do
actually,
that.
Both of them are hot.
City. Oh, I put off my city. Got three cuts that I want to make here. If I'm trying to choose which one, Fire, Put Off My City, or She's Bad. And somebody give me a choice.
You know I'm biased. She's Bad.
Okay, I got one Fire. She's Bad. What I do is I end up playing both for them in the end of the night. But let me go on here. I'll start with your song, then, because you called in. And let me get She's Bad. Then I play Fire Out. I'm going to play Lil Steel Huff and Papa Child Paul from this. And pick that out. What move for She's Bad, right?
Yeah. And you can play the Sugar Mama, too.
Nah, that's it, Sean. That's it, Sean. Jay Sean just get back on. I've been going through the whole, not the whole list, but everybody that has a big audience. This is She's Bad. This is my man from Box Chevy from Starks, Vegas, a.k.a. Starksville, Mississippi.
She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. Box Chevy. Box Chevy. She bad and she know it. She bad. She bad and she know it.
Dream girl, you can be my Beyonce. Say, buddy, ain't Clyde. We can get money. Take off first class life, we getting bloody. Body like Toya with a face like Lauren London. Got Megan good lips, wanna see him waist deep. Yeah, it feel safety. Shout it bad like Stacy. I dance like AP. And girl, you cool as AC. She bad.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
So I'ma blame it on the alcohol. She was about 5 feet. She was standing yay tall. Long hair, fat ass, but her waist was very small. And Jamie say I always fall for your type. And you might be the one that I call wife. Psych, this the life on trick it off tonight. She bad girl, glow bad. She always trying to fight.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
Nick, that was my man Box Chevy from Starks, Vegas, Mississippi. What do you think about that one? For real.
Yeah, man, that was I like to feel on that one. That was a totally different style, you know, than the first one. But that's kinda like that's an old school, you know, that had a real like southern vibe to it, man, and it was just kinda, you know, had a good groove. I like that one. I like that style too. That's like
I
grew up with.
I'm trying to go different styles, so I want to try to stay in the same league because, you know, different type of music we got on here. Let me go. I'm gonna go with this dude from Chicago right now. His name is Papa Child Paul. He's also like number three on our list right here, and it's matter of fact, he's battling for this R&B singer for the second slot, and then I'm battling out this. I got this 23-year-old dude. He sings blues. His name is Theo Huff, but I'm playing a song for you too. But let me play this. One probably Child Paul called Something New. I'm going to play just 2 minutes of it. Let me know what you think about it.
Okay. It's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. To the penthouse, to the roof, I'm the truth, go to war, no truce. I put that on my future coupe. Woo! No fuse, when I shock them, they blue. Lost the power, they knew, I gained it all time too. I'm a prophet and profit, you know I'm all about it. I've been hearing they songs, I still got them, they get my garbage. We replace weak with strong, what you been working out? Play the T instead of that bull, they best to work around us. I must crush the boss at my circumference. You could fool me once, but I've been fooled now, it's done, over with. Now I'm off to the beat on my soldier shit. Hustle till it becomes impossible to fall my grip, then I just keep hustling. To the farthest thing from struggling, entry level to running it. Like civilian to government, always on new things. I got a new boo thing, new moves made. Gotta keep it fresh, cause it's a new game. Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. Let me step my hustle way up, something like a D-Rose layer. R.A. on the CD, only way that you can play us. Otherwise, it's chaos, so we get your head like makeup. They sleeping on your boy, I think it's about that time to wake up, player. I'm headed up, my flow is the elevator. We blowing up, each line is like a detonator. Heavy on the hit, surrounded by featherweight. I'm the nigga eating, I never been a waiter. Man, I'm so impatient, I'ma make it happen now. Quick combo to the game, bruise him up like Pacquiao. She got a dunk with no hop, so I let her back me down. And gave her back shots all day, you happy now? Can you hear it back in the mix? And it's just the only make moves. If it's for my squad, I benefit me. With all that ignorance, you can miss me. We step our hustle up over here, clearly, cause it's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think about that cut right there? That's my man, Prophet Child Paul. That's been played on the radio here in Chicago. That we can request it. I think is that on Def Jam right now? I mean, I think it's on Def Jam mixtape also. That's Papa Child Paul, something new. What do you think about that cut right there?
Yeah, your man could definitely, you're definitely right, man. He laid it down some really nice lyrics on that one. I could see like in the right market, you know, that would be that would definitely be on all the radio stations. So that guy right there is definitely a good writer. I was feeling a lot of what he's saying.
Well, man, listen, I'm glad you hurt nobody's feelings, and you can hurt their feelings. Now, hey, Dana, you still with me, Dana?
Of course, I'm right here.
Okay, well, listen, here's the breaking news. Prophet Child Paul just hooked up with Jay Shine down in Gulfport, Mississippi, so they're trying to do a collaboration. Now, I'm going to play you some Jay Shine, but not right now, Dominique. I'm going to have you on. I'm gonna have Nick on. Well, I'll bring everybody on. Okay, not everybody gonna have how the music. It's almost be a Dominique audition session. So I want everybody to listen to or play stuff for me and let them critique it, what have you. But Jay Shine and Prophet Child Paul just linked up. So and he also this dude Jay Shine. He got Jay Shine Entertainment Records down in I guess it's Gulfport, Mississippi. He's trying to branch out with everybody around America. He's hooked up with this guy right here. I know you do athletes and hip hop. Is it just rap or any type? Excuse me. Is it any form of music that you're interested in?
Yeah, we're definitely interested in every genre. We're always trying to, working in media. And we definitely don't want to get stuck in one genre or one element or just like one position. Like we want to be delivering news like and whatever's going on, whatever music is coming out and whoever's doing one. We want people to think of us. You know, we don't want to get, we work in branding, so we don't want to get branded as a company ourselves, you know. So, I mean, it's inevitable, you know, people, I mean, it's kind of how that stuff happens, you know, but we're always looking to, you know, I mean, I don't listen to, like, country music, but I've reached out to some country artists, you know, but it's hard, you know, it's hard to go from, you know, Warren G and DMX, you know, to whoever these country artists are, you know, because it's just, they don't see that. So we're doing from hip hop to pop, you know, and then we're trying to go, you know, we also work with in R&B, you know, and then we're trying to get into, you know, maybe like some soft rock and then rock and roll. And then, you know, just we want to do all of it, you know, but it's just one of those things where, you know, when you get known for what you do with, you know, some of the rap artists, then, you know, then more of those people will hit you up, you know, but we're definitely open to branch out, and we're always wanting to branch out.
Okay, before I have Dan ask a question, let me give you a sound. Let me ask you one. Are you, not that Dana, I ain't bringing you Dana. Are you familiar with the, name
no.
Tyrone Davis? Is the name, not you, Dana. Is it Tyrone Davis mean anything to you now, Dominic, as a singer, a performer, or entertainer?
I don't think so.
Basically,
Tyrone Davis?
Yeah, I said that to you because Tyrone Davis is like a blues singer, you know. You know,
okay.
Even Tyrone Davis song pop. Yeah, Turn Back Ahead of Time, Change My Mind. If I can change my mind. But anyway, I said that to say this. I have this young gentleman. He's about 23 years old. His name is Theo Huff. Now, he's from the west side of Chicago. And he's like the second coming of the dude, Tyrone Davis. That's how they bring him here around the city. He's been singing blues since like 14, 15. Now he's just a big dookie here on the South Side. Now, I'm going to play a cut for you. This cut was written when he was in high school, but it's one of his singles that he's singing now. It's called Crush. He got
Crush.
A lot of.
Love it.
Got a lot of other funky cuts. Cause
okay.
They have a lot of cuts that I'm not released yet, but when I played this song, we got a lot of response on our internet, on our email, and all on our Twitter accounts, our Facebook accounts, stuff like that. The song is called Crush. Now, just
okay.
Check it out. Give me your opinion on what you think about it.
I have a big crush on you. how a crush will have you doing.
See a crush will have you staying out real late. By the time I look at my watch, it seems like time has faded away.
Yeah, I only play a little bit. I got 2 more minutes left of that. But that's my man Theo Huff on the West Side of Chicago. And he's battling Prophet Child Paul, the other dude I played from the South Side of Chicago. Not like no battling and music battling, but they have a big following, and they're fighting out for the number 2 slot of our countdown. But what do you think about that song, Crush? Now, that was a song my producer say play for it, but that was the shortest song of his repertoire that I had on my list.
Yeah, he could definitely sing. Me personally, yeah, that's not like what I listen to like when I'm driving around or, you know, but that's not, you know, that's neither here nor there. You start talking about talent and what we're the supporters and the fan base. I think that, yeah, he could definitely sing. We've never really had a client like in that, you know, in that category, that genre that, you know, would make music like that. So I think stuff like that would be really interesting to have someone, you know, with the talent like that to see, you know, try to find where the, you know, PR campaign would take him. You know, but he's definitely got some pipes, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, right now, since I've been playing him on it, like I say, in Chicago, but since I've been playing him on the air, he's been getting a lot of hits from people down south, you know, and you got down in Mississippi,
like Memphis, you know, that area, yeah, Mississippi, you know, Tennessee, all that. I mean, that's really where, you know, where that music is, you know, is just always going, you know.
All right, but being a young sensation, like I said, being at about 20, just turned 23, you know, you hear someone come with that style right there. I mean, I'm playing 2 more for you. This dude named Victor Rapper from Gulfport. This dude named Dirty Blessing from Jackson, Mississippi. It's called In the Studio. Let me know what you think about it.
I'm in the studio. My phone's on vibrate. I'm going in. I'm in the studio. Phone's on vibrate. I'm in. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out.
Hell yeah, I'm in my zone, I do my own thing. Got Dirty on the hook, he bringing propane. He a fuel to the fire, I'm hot. Sucker, stop trying to be something that you're not. Lyrical villain, you can check what I got. Spitting this arrow so you can sell it on the block. It ain't the same. I'm in the game, I used to weather the storm. Now I repel the rain. I remain the same and put my best foot forward. I used to could see the light, but it dimmed when I went toward it. Boy, I'm off of the mucking renegade. Greatness displayed when I let the pen meet the page. I'm a disaster, monster, lake, plastic, Brad picking you suckers. You in glorious bastards.
I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in.
Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out.
All alone in this, it's me and my microphone. My dish on vibrate, that be my cell phone. I'm in my rhyme book, on my Blackberry. I shook one night, they that scary. Listening to my music is mind manipulating. No hocus pocus, just focus and watch you get this paper. No Jay-Z, but I got a blueprint. But mine green and no front, be dead presidents. We born in the sin, so how the hell we haven't sent? Doctors prescribing me to end up and take my medicine. Counting cash till my fingertips dirty. Married to the money, my team say we too flirty.
I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Everything going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out. I'm in the studio, my phone's on vibrate, I'm going in. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Everything's going my way, I'm showing out. Oh yes, I'm showing out.
All I really want to do is drop me. Get it.
Yeah.
If you need it, you would have to say. All I really do is drop it. Every day.
Every day. I'm in the studio. My phone's on vibrate. I'm going in. Everything's going my way. I'm showing out. Everything's going my way. I'm showing out. Oh, yes, I'm showing out.
Ooh.
I'm in the studio.
Yeah, so we're thinking about that one right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely got a sound. You know, I think you say he's from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, music like that, I don't know how well it would cross, you know, different borders and stuff. I know, like, you know, in the South, that would be good. I mean, like, they definitely have talent. You know, I would just say, like, if we were going to do something with them, I would just, you know, try to stay within, you know, where they're at, you know, like, that whole southern region. You know, I don't know if it would transfer real well, like, you know, into California or, you know, into New York. But they definitely got talent.
Well, listen, I'm playing. I said two more. Well, everybody said, Teddy, two plays, too. I'm playing two more because everybody texting me, please. I'm playing two more, and then I'm going to be done right here. And first of all, I'm going to go back to my head and my head and just check this out. Just to fire your eyes because they didn't want you to hear it the first time. You rock that foot. No, I'm doing 90.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait to get it on. Eye to eye contact. Girl, the feeling's way too strong. No disrespect without the sex. Baby girl, I am gone. Okay, since we are alone in the bedroom of my home. A little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Hey, let's get it on. We are both grown, so there's no need to be playing. This is just a mutual agreement. I'm not trying to be your man. And I'm not trying to take your hand. This is just a one night stand. I understand you are a fan. You about to start a fire in my pants. Girl, you know what you were doing. Seduce me while you dance. This night is almost over. This will be my last chance. Last chance.
Slowly I caress her with my eyes. And I can't wait to put my hands on you. You.
Now, that was the one we played for you earlier. What do you think about that one right there? Is that L.A. Bound or is it still?
Yeah, that's kind of a, you know, is that the person, is it the one that had the rap? Was that the artist or the singers?
Well, it's funny because that first dude I played in the studio song, his name is Dirty Blessing. He's one of the golf. He's like the Gulfport Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg of the South.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So Dogg of the South, he goes on everybody. They have to get Dirty Blessing, and they put him on the hook. Now, the dude I had said she's bad on, I played that earlier. This is probably one for you was Fire in the Eyes, which was Box Chevy featuring that Nate Dogg of the South, which was Dirty Blessing. With that song right there, I only played 90 seconds of it just to see what you think of that one. You know, is that kind of like, you know, L.A. Bound? Can that make it out the region, in your opinion?
I mean, I think that it could. I don't think it'd ever be bigger outside of, you know, the Southeast. Like, I don't think it'll pop really huge in New York or real big in, you know, Oakland or something. I mean, I think it's always going to be the most popular there in the Southeast. Like, not from New York originally, and I like Southern rap, but I mean, when I lived in the South, you know, then it's like you realize it's just the fan base is always going to be the biggest there. And then that's always like what we do. You know, we start off local and then regional and then national, you know, and then some music is just, you know, universal. Like everybody can feel what they're saying, you know, all over even different countries, you know. So, I mean, that's just got that real, you know, that Southern sound to it. And I like it. And fans of Southern rap, Southern music, you know, would like that too. I mean, I think it's really hot. I think, you know, I think everything works on that track really well, you know. But you got to go with, you know, where you're going to create the biggest buzz, you know, and then move out from there. So.
Okay, well, let me give you this last one. I'm the last Southern swag I'm going to throw you. I'm glad you're Papa Chop Paul from the Midwest. I feel I hope we hear the song and hope we hear that show and get big ups. But here's my last one. I played you the early one. Let me think what you. Let me just let me know this East Coast Bound.
Okay.
We gonna take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Braille. Cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on. Wait. So epic.
I know you see me, Rick.
Check it out.
I remember way back in 96 when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quip. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky. Now looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm coolin' cause you can't let me pass you by.
You can't
catch me. Just coolin' with my head in the ceiling. Out here on the street chasing millions. Catch me coolin' cause you can't let me catch you by.
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she tripping cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chilling at the crib, now 4 kids cooling with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models. Rosé bottles, nah, I hear that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows where they yell Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch.
present time. Next year they say world ends. So now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black, militant, sipping Pearl Gin. On my grown man, savvy like Earl Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black tee with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick, cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up, then glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace pack. I'm worth millions, damn, that's a great check. What am I to protect it like great sex? I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Head in the sky now, looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
We gonna take you back in the...
We don't want that cut right there.
Yeah, now that one, I would say, that kind of a West Coast feel to it, you know. Now, are those the same, is that the same, where are they from, where's that from?
That's through the line, that's Brill. I played you for the people earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now that one is one that could kind of cross, I think I could see that one crossing borders, mm-hmm. You know, and I could see that, or you could take that and try to play that in, like, the Bay Area, Northern California, try to plug it. In Southern California, in LA, and I could see that that kind of crossing over. Yeah, I really that could, because it's got like a slow, you know, riding, rolling down the street feel to it. So yeah, that's definitely one you could kind of try to see and test the markets and see if they're feeling it.
Right. See, the other song I played for the people with all those Martin Luther King and Malcolm X samples. Mm-hmm. Sound right there, and then flip it to the West Coast. I was trying to give you both ends of the spectrum, you know, from the beginning to the end. So listen, what I want to do is do up for a show, just so, you know, give a little a mini internet over there, internet audition, so my people can just get a feel for where they're at and what your agency is looking for as far as when you promote talent. Matter of fact, before I let you go, my sister wanted me to ask you about the news you got going on with DMX Summer Tour. What's going on with DMX now?
Yeah, DMX, first of all, too, I think you were saying Natty Entertainment, just so no one gets confused. The name of the company is Natty Celebrity Services, and it's Natty, N-A-T-I, celebs.com, if you guys want to check out what's going on. No, that's all good. With Exodus, basically, we started the tour at the beginning of this month, the beginning of June, and it's looking like it might go into even like maybe the beginning of September. So we're just finishing up our first month. He's going to be in Hawaii, I believe, on Friday or Saturday. I think Saturday is the show. So we're taking it across the nation. It's heavy on the East Coast right now, but we're working our way, you know, through the Midwest and also to the West Coast and, like I said, and even into Hawaii. So the tour has started, and it's his first one in, I think, about 6 years. So if you guys want to check that out, you can either hit me up. We're going to release the second portion to the media, probably through MTV, and then also you can hit up his Twitter. It's just DMX, you know, twitter.com/DMX. We're trying to keep people posted as much as we know. So if you have any, you know, anyone wants to have any ideas for booking, you know, you can also hit me up and I'll make sure it gets to management.
Yeah, and listen, what's about 1G and Eminem crashing Snoop?
Yeah, with Warren, you know, he just put out a mixtape in February. I'm sorry, one more thing. DMX put out his EP. That's on livemixtapes.com. If you want to check that out, he's got a song with Snoop on there that's been getting a lot of play. Him and the Two Dogs got together. So if you want to check that out, just go to livemixtapes. It's called Undisputed.
or The Way In. The Way In is the name of the EP. So check that out. As far as with Warren, yeah, he's got a mixtape he put out in February. That's on Dat Piff. And then he put out a single with him in the game and Nate Dogg, which is really, that's been getting a lot. He actually just shot the video for that. That's called Party We Will Throw Now. You could check that out. Yeah, Party We Will Throw Now with Warren G, The Game, and Nate Dogg. You want to check that out. Just put it anywhere. I think we're trying to sell it, but you can't really sell anything anymore. So, yeah, you can find it online or on iTunes. And then the video for that, DMX's video with MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, just came out on Saturday on MTV Jams. The Warren G video should be out, I believe, in July with him in the game. So, yeah, things are moving.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. Well, what we're going to try to do is have you on sometime in July and see if we can get some artists we have on our group to probably do, like I said, you know, to critique of where they're at, since you're in the business and everybody can see what's going on and look up to date of what's going on with your groups. Or if you have anybody else you'd like to bring on, we'd be more than welcome to have them on with, you know, just bring them on. Like just Jackson Jr. said,
yeah.
Just bring them on. You know, and we can go for well, listen, any stuff that you want to give out before I go and close you out, my friend, I'm glad I had you on today. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. One last thing, too. 112, Group 112, I know you got a good R&B fan base here. So Slim from 112 is one of our clients, the lead singer. They're actually doing their tour where they've reunited for the first time in 7 years, and they started their tour in Atlantic City. Yeah, so they're back together for the For the Fans tour. I'm not saying they're back together for good. We're still working on Slim's solo career. He's been in the studio with Ludacris and Pitbull, and you know, he's really gonna be hearing a lot of hooks from Slim. But yeah, you can check that out. You can go to facebook.com/SlimSpot. And to see what's going on with him. And like I said, just check out the website, nattycelebs.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is nattycelebs_com. But we should be easy to find because yeah, it's a PR company. So just hit me up if you got any questions. Like I said, we're always looking for new clients. So, yeah, anyone on the staff, we answer all the emails. So we look forward to hearing from people.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We're gonna be hearing from us. My engineer Ebony's gonna make sure she can get in contact with you, and probably she can get you on once a month, twice a month, see what you got going on with your clientele, your upcoming artists, and stuff like that. You know, we more than happy to assist your promotion and stuff like that. That's what we on the underground level get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see on my underground level, I go. No, I got a lot of South music. Danny, any questions you have, Danny, before I let them go?
Yes, my question is you know that there's always aspiring artists out here, and of course everyone believes that they have enough talent to make it. What advice would you give to these aspiring artists, and what do you see mm-hmm. that actually makes a person a star? What do you call star quality?
And that's what I was saying before. I mean, it's like people, I meet a lot of people that sit there and they tell me how, you know, there's nothing they can do and they don't have the money to make the music. They don't have the money to get to the next level. And honestly, I would say when artists have the mentality that there's no excuses, that the time that they could be sitting there complaining or thinking of like, you know, oh, it's never going to happen. Like, you know, I can't make it happen. I mean, you gotta make it happen. You gotta get online, you gotta get on Google, you gotta see what shows are coming to your city, you know, and find out who the promoters are, find out who's putting on these shows. See if you could open up for these artists like that are coming to your town. I mean, you gotta stay on it, you know, and that's the advice that I could give is just, if you're coming up and you're trying to make it, don't make excuses. Don't talk about money, but just be online. See what's going on. Stay plugged in. Reach out to people. Keep plugging your music. Keep sending it out to people.
you know, send emails, text people, hit people up on Facebook. I mean, just, you know, don't give up, and don't say that you need more, you need the money, or, you know, you can't make it. So that's it. Just keep working hard, and it'll happen.
Well, that's good. That's good. What we're going to do is this, my man. And I'm sorry I kept saying that entertainment. It was not a celebrity service.
That's all right.
We just we put a card sheet and, you know, trying to keep everything short and sassy, so I wouldn't forget. And I apologize for that. And I'm really glad you tuned in to us and sent us all the information. And we got another client of yours I think we're going to have on also. And that's who, Ebony?
Well, that's the good doctor.
The good doctor.
Yeah, that's Nikki Hurt. Nikki Hurt with
Okay, Emmy Knight. See, that's my engineer. Ain't give me good feed in, but the good doctor. The good doctor.
Dr. Nikki Hurt.
Dr. Hurt, right.
Dr. Hurt.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, with Global Music for Life. She's a really great story. She's doing a lot to get this message out there. For healthy living.
Yeah, we're gonna have
music.
Now we got it. Now we're gonna have that on next. But we're gonna set the time up in July. And probably if we get you on once a month, once we get, make no difference at all. Anytime you got free, and if you like to provide us with any upcoming information about any artists or entertainer you got in the area, so your people, my audience can go out there and listen to us, because you know we're a growing audience. We just got a small number, 200,000 people listening to us worldwide. And on Armed Forces Radio. One day we hit the 250,000 mark. That's our goal, get a 250,000. You know, but now we stuck down there. But if anytime you want to come on, just come on. I appreciate you being with us at times. What I'm going to try to do is play one only cut I got of yours, one. Funky one. Made about the funky one, huh? Yeah, funky one.
There you go.
Right. I want some tea.
But they do not see the psychology.
That's all. Maddie's never entertained. What happened? Stop you. I just made it. That's great. I'm going to lie. Just check it down. I apologize. Time out and scheduled to call us in and critique some of our artists that we have on our program, you know.
I know, anyway. It's nice, and it also gives them the opportunity to get some publicity and, you know, and to kind of get their name out there. So if nothing else, you know, the more you're heard, the more opportunity you have. So that was a wonderful thing.
I got it.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Make sure. If you send us your music, we're going to definitely make sure that people hear it. But check this out. Your man, Desert Storm, Joe Sean, was right. There's no bath salt found in the man on South Beach. Cannibal. There was no bath salt. So the bath salt zombieism is a phobia. And
it's
on the flip side. But then on the flip side, here in Chicago, which don't mean I know this ain't bothering you. Here in Chicago, they're giving out tickets for marijuana. No, you're not going to jail for having a joint or a bag of herb in your pocket now. Celebration 420 is in full effect. I would say celebration might have been, but I'm out of that.
You said they were giving out tickets for what?
That's all they did. It's not illegal to have marijuana, anything under 15 ounces, 15 grams of marijuana in Chicago. It's not against the law no more. It's a ticket.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to tell you, not that I promote anything that is, not that I promote any illegal behavior, but anytime a person can have a small amount of marijuana in their pocket and go to jail forever, and then somebody can have a gram of cocaine and get 2 years, I think it is good that they have changed the policy to stop these brothers from being locked up.
I got this store, check it out. Let me tell you the good thing about this, Dana. There's a lot of kids, a lot of high school kids, that might get busted with pot or get a felony on their record, and they can no longer apply for Pell Grant or any financial aid college.
That's
now,
right.
This way, a whole lot of people. Hey, Sean, I did a store. What do you think? What's going on, my man? You're right. There's no bath salt found in the.
Hey, what's
man.
Up, Dana? Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, my phone is kind of going in and out, but let me know. Hey, I think Rahm Emanuel going for a second term already. What you think?
Oh, man. Now it's done. Because let me tell you why it's done. He's strong-arming niggas. He's strong-arming motherfuckers. See, yeah, it's a ticket, right? Yeah, it's $250 for the first time, $500 for the second offense. But he going to walk down the streets of Chicago and start taxing niggas having weed on their ass. Yeah, you ain't going to jail. What the fuck? Pay the money. You know what I'm saying?
And I think, you know what, I think that's good, man. I think that's real good. Tell you, everybody going to want to come to Chicago now, hang out. They already do, but they going to really want
to
come hang out now.
I think
the crime rate going to go down.
People that have cancer, people that have MS.
And right now, it's legal in Michigan. I mean, what the hell?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's legal in Michigan. It's medical marijuana in Michigan all day. The best stuff in the world, everybody.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, in Michigan.
Sean, don't try to move to Michigan just because of that, okay?
You know, Indiana and Illinois behind the time.
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't try to move to Chicago or Indiana or Michigan because of that, okay?
Because no,
it's a thought. It's a thought.
Everybody is up packing their bags right now. Go sit down.
Hey, I hope the crime rate goes down, though.
Actually, it will, and it gives the country the opportunity to benefit from something that's been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and it is definitely not causing people to become zombies.
The funny thing about it is, in Michigan, you get all that farmland and a lot of people are looking for, you know, to make some money. And so why not make it illegal and buy some of that weed from the farmers and have them stay in business? All the farmers buy bowls to the state, just the farmers make money.
Because they out there getting high. So they need to get
away. Right. But the only thing is, I'm not with the fine. The fine is too high because it's like this. Last year in Chicago, 2011, let's say I'm around the law, 16, 17, I'm around 20,000. Let's say 20,000 arrests. Now, I'm around 20,000 because I'm around all 20,000 arrests for marijuana Nash in Chicago. Out of everybody got arrested, you had 1,200 hunkies, Caucasians arrested. You had about
35. How many numbers was the total?
Yeah. You had about 3,500 SAs arrested. Then you had about 16,000 Negroes arrested for marijuana. 16,000 black people in America smoke in Chicago. They got caught and got arrested for marijuana. But then on the flip side, the Caucasians, 1,200. And there's more white folks smoking weed than black folks. I'm just saying. Mm. Now, look at the numbers now. Now, if there's 16,000 people, the mayor looking at this. If there's 16,000 dudes smoking weed, they'll be arrested. Add that times 250. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of money.
Don't look at the money aspect of it. Look at the fact that how is it that so many people, how is it that, you know what I'm saying? Once again, he is saving the world. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for doing the right thing and putting the right policies in place.
250 times 16,000, that's a lot of money. You hear me?
But more than that, by changing that rule, imagine the 16,000 is not going to be placed where they would have been had
right.
The rule not changed. That's the key right there.
That's 16,000 people that's not going to attempt to rob you. You understand?
Well, yeah,
how about this?
Jimmy, look on the bright side. That's 16,000 black folks that ain't going to potentially rob you. You hear me?
Here's the funny part. Let's say about 85% of that 16,000 got arrested, went to jail, got out, went to court, he got thrown out. Then it's been a goddamn dime. They didn't lose no money at all. You know what I'm saying? They didn't come up nothing. They realized it was going to get tossed out. The judge didn't try to throw them in, it's done. And now I got to come up with $500. They caught me back to back. You know what I'm saying? They get you back to back. That's 500. Now, let me give you an example. I know this whole
But it's like this. It's gonna be more weed sales, more money being made. So when they get busted, it's not gonna be when they get ticket, it's not gonna be a problem. A half ounce. That's a half ounce of weed.
Right. I'm with you. Listen, most people ain't gonna get ticketed. Ain't gonna be the dude that's still living your marijuana on the corner. It's the way that motherfucker just bought a dime bag or 20 bag of weed. That 20 bag of weed was $250 because he got caught with a $20 bag of weed. But normally,
he got a ticket. All he got to do is a ticket. He just got to send a ticket in, man. And nobody say he got to really pay. He can pay in increments. You hear me?
I don't know the round of it yet. And it might. You could be correct. I don't know. All I'm saying is, all the mayor's done, instead of making it medical marijuana legal in Chicago, he found a way to get about $500. That's the maximum. 500 is the maximum. I went 250. I do the calculation. 1,000 times 500. How much money can you just get? 1,000 times 500. How much money can you just get?
That's not my phone. What is y'all doing over there, man?
You know, then you're looking at the money is like they gonna get the Northsiders. Northsiders already are getting not arrested in Chicago. Number shows that 1,200.
What he did was protect Leroy, because Leroy is getting locked up all over the place for something small like that.
Ain't a strong arm of Leroy. He told Leroy, if you want to smoke weed on my street, it's going to cost you $250.
But see, before, it was costing Leroy his scholarship, his opportunity to go to college, he getting locked up.
There you go, Dana. There you go. Now Leroy can afford to pay. He can work. He can get him a good job and have money to pay it.
And be a productive member of society.
Leroy also could have said, take me to jail, I'm going to court, and it gets dropped anyway, and I save money.
But that wasn't a guarantee. That wasn't a guarantee.
And we know that's not happening because we got a whole bunch of Leroy's locked up.
Well, because why? Because Leroy's take the bet bait. All Leroy had to say is this, hey, let's make sure it's marijuana. That cop planted some shit on me. It's dirty. $20 worth of marijuana in Chicago, or $20 of marijuana, even an ounce of marijuana. It's not my court. You know, we all got paid. The court got paid. We all got paid. It's not my court. And therefore, that arrest you just made was null and void. And so what I'm saying is the old law was, yeah, you got it. Okay, yeah, I might have spent an hour in the joint. But I just spent $250. I didn't pay nothing. You know, and if you catch me again, it's $500 you got me again. How about this? You know the weed heads now. Now I'm on a weed head list. You might be listening. Let's roll down on Johnny. That nigga got a black light on it.
Damn. They're not going to do that. It said that's not what they're doing. They're saying now they won't have, now the police won't be bogged down with making police reports when they could be on the street arresting real criminals.
That's officer friendly. I'm talking about officer.
Well, look, now they're not going to be chasing people down. Even if they come up on some people, that's $250 going to the police department.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's better I give somebody a ticket and I can go arrest somebody who's doing some real crime than arrest this person and go downtown and write paperwork up on them. And then, meanwhile, a real crime is being committed. I ain't out there to stop it.
I agree with you, Sean. I agree. Go ahead, Dana.
Well, you know, one of the most important factors, I believe, about legalizing marijuana is the fact that it takes away the appeal. That, to me, is the biggest factor. It's like when there was a prohibition, you had people drinking and acting all crazy and, you know, Al Capone coming in, knocking down doors and shooting people up alcohol. When you legalize this stuff, it takes away that appeal.
I disagree with that because they got these different strands that's just appealing as what before, you know. You got these different types of weed, right? And it's very appealing. And now it's going to be accessible. You can get your hands on it. That's even better now.
How much?
Yeah, but it takes away the criminal.
I'm sorry, I ain't gonna take away no.
Hey, John, Cleveland, what's the penalty for getting caught with a quarter pound of weed?
Oh, a quarter pound. I remember. I used to know that stuff. I forget.
About $250, right? About that much. About $250, right?
No, you gonna do time for that? A quarter pound. Yeah. You talking about a quarter ounce? A quarter, I think you get, it went up to 6 months.
No, ain't that about something? Because
7 grams, 6 months.
You can have it. They give you a ticket, see? They give you a ticket in Ohio for having almost under 4 ounces of weed on. 4 ounces like a QP. You know, it's about $250. I mean, everybody tickets you. Nobody want to bust no weed person, no big alarmist mouth. Only cats go down there if they want to jam the motherfucker up. No, more than likely they give out tickets. They begin out tickets a long time.
I didn't know that. Who told you that?
Man, that's how Ohio do it.
Cause I know my cat got he had a quarter and he got like 30 days or something. I think it was 3 months or 6 months.
Interesting. He had a warrant on, did he?
I don't know. But
I understand.
I like what the Rahm Emanuel got going on. I think it should be spread around the country.
I've been OJ
and I think it's and I'm gonna put on my conspiracy theory on this.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you. I said whenever they legalize marijuana, they trying to get everybody sedated because something big about to happen.
Listen, Sean, I would agree with you. But you have to be sleep for it to happen. And the funny part about it is, like Dana said earlier, if it's legal, it loses its,
to ring you back. Y'all have a nice night.
Okay,
all right.
Talk to you in a bit.
If I were, though, weed is considered part of the genre, stunts, blunts, and hip-hop, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. If it do become legal, yeah, I think it will lose its appeal, and people will be less likely to do it because, like cigarette smoke. When I was little, everybody was smoking cigarettes. Like, that was a taboo shit because they said, no. Nah. Now I'm older, the same people, I don't see as much cigarette smoke as I did before. And, like, I think once marijuana become legal, everybody that once upon a time went out, you know, in their basement or their closet smoking weed, I don't think they're going to be out in the streets like, yo, I'm a weed head. No, they're not.
Right, I think it loses its appeal.
It will. I mean, even the kids, because they be like, man, everybody doing that shit, man. Who ain't smoking weed? What else is new? You know?
And not just that. It's not like this is going to make people go out and do it. What it does is it kind of says, okay, well, now I can do it, so it's not as fun. For kids, that's what, in my opinion, for youngsters, that's what it does. It's like, oh, you know, it's not that much fun now. I don't have to hide all this stuff, so it's not as much fun. I'm just not going to do it.
That is true. But I got to take one break, Dana, before I close the show out, and I'm going to end. Maybe not, because we got 14 minutes. And I'm not taking a break, Ebony. I'm not taking a break because that means I got 8 minutes with Dana. So I'm going to let Dana run a little 8 minute spiel of her, like she always says. So let me, before I give you the 8 minutes, let me give you what I was going to talk about before my man Neek came on. Natty Entertainment. Natty Celebrity Madison. I was going to talk about the wildfires in Colorado, showing the world's on fire. I was going to talk about that. I was going to go with Germany back in the Euro. I was going to go about the adult Japanese, the adult chimpanzee who mauls a baby in L.A. I was talking about the little chimpanzee that got loose in L.A. Zoo and ripped the baby face off. But there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, that's what I was really going on. Hold on. Let me give a brief synopsis of this. The first Chinese baby, chimpanzee baby born. I'm drinking beer, everybody, late night. The first chimpanzee baby born at the L.A. Zoo, 13 years, was mauled to death Tuesday by an adult chimp in front of a crowd of visitors. What happened was, I don't know. I don't want to go at it. I don't want to go as gruesome, but I would go dealing with somebody gave a chimpanzee some bath salts and went crazy. But I would do another operation. I don't want to go. I only got about 5 minutes of the show left. I don't want to go deal and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, people always talk about that. I was talking about a man pulled a gun on somebody for fart. I was dealing with that. You know, finish cracking down on women gun. I was talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't go to the beach because they lace with bacteria and sewage, especially in Chicago. I was gonna talk about that. Google got this new brand new glasses that brand new glasses that can mimic the human brain technology that can just make things go real hot tech. I was gonna talk about the black lawmakers plan to walk out on Eric Holder's contempt spot. I was gonna talk about Texas college back and government drones. I was gonna talk about Houston strip club taxing people dancing on poles. But none of those things I didn't get a chance to talk about, Dana, because that's just how it is. But anyway, in the last 4 minutes that I have left, Dana, because normally I said 1 minute, and you take 4 minutes, so I decided to end it right about now on the 1 minute mark. We'll give you a 4 minute. Is there anything you'd like to say to my audience that I have around the world and on Armed Forces Radio? And don't forget, it's your girl, Sunita, birthday Friday. We're not going to be on Friday. And I'm going down Central State Friday. And we're doing poetry Saturday, everybody. So get your poets in. I'll be posting it up. Let you know what I'm doing it on. We're starting brand new poetry on Saturday. So be looking out for that. All right, then. Now you officially got 2 minutes now. Hit it. Dana?
Hello, can you hear me? One thing I want to mention is the cost of houses are going up all over the world. So that's one thing that shows that we're bouncing back. But here's something I wanted to talk to you about, Jimmy, and I know we don't have an opportunity, so maybe next time. I watched a show a couple of days ago, and it was about these three-year-olds. I think it was Thailand. I'm not sure. I'll find out. That they are paying $15 to box. And these little three-year-olds are boxing it out and hitting one another in the head. And so but that's something that I thought was pretty interesting that I would have never have imagined. And the parents, the kid gets paid. Huh?
You're lying. You can't say.
I'm not lying.
Dana, how many little kids you saw enter the Buddhist temple and get knocked on their head every Chinese spot in America? Tell me about it. Every little agent goes to the temple and gets the shit fucked out of them at 3-4 years old and learn the craft. So now
these kids had gloves on.
What did he say?
I'm talking Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier style, boxing it out, gloves on. And at the end of the match, they get paid $15.
But, Dana, I know they're not Buddhists. They're not in the Buddhist temple. They're not doing a Chinese funky style. They're not Bruce Lee. They're not Jackie Chan. What I am going to say is maybe boxing is the karate. Maybe American boxing has took over Chinese boxing as a land of what as a form of sportsmanship. But there's not one ancient Chinese movie that I've seen where a little baby boy goes into the temple and starts doing some of the craziest stuff and getting hit with some of the craziest things. Just by the time he gets to be like 9 or 10, he's a master of everything, and he's a master of the monkey club or the spinach trick. You know what I'm saying?
3 years old.
Now, Dana, think about it. The Shaolin and Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, we can go to the 32 Chambers of Shaolin. We can go Five Deadly Venoms. We can go on and on and on. In each one of the movies, the kids got snatched up as a little child, got thrown in the temple, and forced to get knocked upside the head because, you know, because they got to have a tough hand. Or their palms are hitting sweaty because they have to go through, hit some brick walls or what have you. And it's funny, every Chinese movie back in the day when I was coming up, I saw that little pattern. The boy gets thrown in a monastery. He got to make friends with kids. He gets ass broke out. By the time he's 16, he's the master. But I would look into the kids boxing, and we could touch on that. I would look into that if you would look into why Claire McCaskill, 60 mil Claire Castle is. Now, everybody like Chico Clemens Castle. I love that Chico Clemens, please. She is fine.
Go get some honey.
Castle.
Yeah.
For all meals, why she's putting out on Obama and not going to be with him at the convention. That's what I want you to mean, I think.
Well, I can only say that it's not smart. You know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
So I'll look into it.
I'm trying to count it down to the 6 minute mark. So why don't you go ahead and do this end the show right now, then I got a minute left. I wanna play this Forever Came Today, Jackson 5. I mean the Jacksons. I only got two Jacksons cut for my Michael Jackson celebration. So I'm gonna end the show with that. So then why don't you go ahead and say good night to everybody?
Good night, everyone. Thanks, Jimmy. As always, it's a pleasure. We miss you, Michael Jackson. Thank you for making our lives
blue
that
room,
much
Dana.
Better.
You're the blue room officially, Dana. All right, everybody. It's Jimmy's Underground Radio. Thank you, Dominic, for Nick's Celebrity Entertainment for coming on the show. You too, Sean, Desert Storm, and all my callers. You too. Martin, Melanie, Linda, Gwen, Tony, Michael, Klops, and Dwayne for checking in. And like I said, every night, at the end of the night, good night, and may your God be with you. Why come 13 to 17 years old right now? I don't believe in God. A poll was taken. We'll deal with that next show, probably Monday, everybody. It's Jim Lee's Underground Radio. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network, everybody. Good night, and may your God be with you always.